Now, the rest of the story. January 1986. Florida was an icicle hanging from the North American continent. Suddenly, the chill in that southern state shot through the nation. The shuttle Challenger had exploded. Divers offshore searched. NASA has yet to release details of the months-long recovery mission. Information leaks support in a general way our dread suppositions, pieces of wreckage, and astronauts and their gear strewn about the ocean floor. NASA tells us no more. And yet officially I can inform you of something that was rescued from the wreckage. Something was rescued intact and unharmed. And that is the rest of the story. Not everything aboard a space shuttle has to be there, you know. Certain equipment is essential to the mission, and yet many items comprise extraneous shuttle garbage. The astronauts themselves are permitted to bring 20 personal items each. Beyond these are a host of unlikely effects sent from various organizations and individuals, things like soccer balls and plant seeds, wooden gavels and watercolors, university pennants and Indian arrowheads and parchment drawings and even a pair of spurs. Everything brought aboard a space shuttle must meet certain criteria, must personally be approved by NASA's administrator, and yet there are hundreds of such items included on every shuttle flight. 3 years ago, Scoutmaster Bill Talbert had an idea for a special space shuttle project in which his Boy Scout troop could participate. He decided to procure some object that the boys could send to NASA that might be taken on a future shuttle mission. Scoutmaster Talbert, once a major in the Air Force, had connections, and he used those connections to procure an item of sufficient significance. The boys, delighted, then donated their prized possession to NASA. It would be among the much hardware and seven astronauts aboard an upcoming shuttle mission called Challenger. And thus, in a ball of fire and flying shrapnel, did the gift from Bill Talbert's Boy Scout troop vanish. The nation was moved by that tragedy. And yet especially affected were the boys of Troop 514. Because part of each of them was aboard. Part of each of them was destroyed. Or so they believed. For among the top secret whatever which divers recovered from the depths was that one special item presented by Bill Talbert's boys. And it was recovered, alone of all the items, miraculously, utterly unscorched, undamaged. Thursday, tomorrow, the U.S. Constitution gloriously, formally celebrates her 200th birthday in Philadelphia. Named the state of Colorado's official delegation to that grand birthday party is Boy Scout Troop 514, the honor guard from which will bear their rescued shuttle gift to lead the official parade, with President Reagan himself following, a symbol of something that refuses to die. It has been called, and yet it was that, when it flew over the Capitol building in Washington, D.C., from where Scoutmaster Talbert had originally procured it with special permission. For you see, one cold January morning in 1986, there was a rocket's red glare, and then a bomb burst in air. But through the night came this proof. One American flag was still there. And now you know the rest of the story.